The first worker cooperative commercial greenhouse in Massachusetts is about to begin production on what was once a badly contaminated industrial site in Springfield. Lettuce with the label grown in Indian Orchard will soon be in the produce aisles of some local stores and in salads made for cafeterias in public schools and hospitals. Full production is expected to begin next month at Wellspring Harvest, the 15,000-square-foot state-of-the-art hydroponic greenhouse built on a former brownfield site in Springfield's Indian Orchard neighborhood. Fred Rose, co-director of Wellspring Cooperative Corporation, the parent organization of the greenhouse, said the project was 4 years in the making.
It took us a long time. We did to do the business plan. Finding land was a year-long search, especially finding uncontaminated available land, and then it was a year of construction and site development.
Wellspring raised $250,000 of the $1.5 million for the greenhouse project through a direct public offering to individual investors. Built on the site of the former Chapman Valve factory where components for nuclear weapons were manufactured, the greenhouse culminates the redevelopment of blighted land once contaminated by radioactivity. The greenhouse will produce a variety of lettuces, greens, and herbs year-round for customers that include the Springfield Public Schools, Bay State Medical Center, Mercy Hospital, Big Y Markets, and regional food co-ops. Rose said demand is strong, and he's confident the greenhouse will meet its sales projections.
This is fresh. It can be picked and on the shelf the same day, and you know, produce that's shipped from California loses half of its nutritional value in that week that it takes to get to your table. So this is healthier and it's fresher, and we know where it's coming from.
The greenhouse is as much machine as a building. A motorized roof and a series of wall vents control temperature and humidity. The flow of nutrients and oxygen to the plants is mechanically regulated. The vegetable beds sit on tables. A monorail system with baskets connects the growing and processing areas so the produce never touches the ground.
You know, lettuce, there's lots of concern about contamination, so growing hydroponically, it's clean, it's local, it's secure.
Rose said there are tentative plans to expand production in a few years to include cucumbers and tomatoes. Four of the five people who work in the greenhouse live within walking distance. Migdalia Garcia has spent 20 years working in farm fields. She said the best part about the greenhouse is she doesn't have to bend down and dig in the dirt. Alicia Brown had no agriculture experience before being hired at Wellspring. She's excited about the prospect of one day being an owner of the business.
Yes, I am. In a year, I know we could be part co-ops in a year. I'm excited about that. Because I can see a long ways coming, you know what I mean?
Wellspring's mission is to create a network of worker-owned enterprises in Springfield as vehicles to lift people out of poverty. The greenhouse joins a furniture upholstery shop and a window restoration business as part of the Wellspring network. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.